Yeah, Roger that. Well, the three antennas I got with this radio when I bought it, one's a little stubby. Then you have the short antenna, then you have the long antenna. And the stubby, I was able to hit the Mount Clemens and Detroit repeater. I never tried talking off of it, though. The long antenna wouldn't open anything. The short antenna worked. So I had to use the short antenna. And I had to sit in one spot here in the room, just one spot. I couldn't move either a hair to the right or left. I had to keep it right in the sweet spot or else nobody could hear me. This Nagoya antenna, I can go, I practically, hell, I got a radio check out of my kitchen and everything and stuff. I mean, you know, it was a very, I'm glad I bought it there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that's the way it works, especially on a handheld. You get to keep it vertical. And you got to find that sweet spot. And it'll hook you up, over.
Well, that's who I learned about the Nagoya antennas from. First, Jack told me about them. Then I'd heard other people out here talking about them. And so I went up and I investigated, got on Google and investigated, and and Jack always tells me, just always tell me, keep it vertical, whatever you do, keep the antenna vertical.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that, this radio oddity, GM30, that was the first radio I bought. And, I had a magnet mount mobile, and I hooked it up, and I bought some adapters so I could put it in the SMA, and for a PL259 to SMA, hooked it up, and I was talking from my mobile and hitting a Detroit repeater, and then I went from there and got a base station and everything else. So.
So are you on the radio oddity now?
No. I'm on the base station now, KG-1000. Over.
Yeah, that's right, my bad. Like I said, I'm still in my second cup of coffee, so, you know, I'm a little slow today. What's the current draw on that radio, do you know?
Say again?
What's the current draw on that radio? How much current does it draw?
Oh, I don't know. I just got the standard battery in it. I think it's not even 2,000 milliamps. It's under like 1,800 maybe in there somewhere. One to come with it, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I got the stock battery in this. I got to order me a high capacity battery. The stock battery in this doesn't last very long if I keep talking. You know, especially on high power. In fact, it was pretty much charged yesterday, and now while I'm talking to you, I look at the battery indicator, I'm already 3/4 empty. So I have to charge it. I have to throw this thing on the charger like almost every day, depending on how much I use it. It takes about 5-6 hours to charge here, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Well, I guess your next step, if you haven't already, is get you a little base station radio, you know, a little mobile, like that DB20G or something, and get you a little antenna and stick it up on your roof somewhere and and you'll be in business, over.
That's the plan somewhere down the street. First thing I'm going to do here in the next day or two is I'm ordering me a high-capacity battery, 6800 mAh, and, yeah, and then as I go there, I was already thinking about that, getting a little base and antenna there for the roof there, okay.
Yeah, that's all you need, you know, and you'd have to buy a power supply to run the radio and all that, and then you can skip that battery business, over.
Roger that. I got a bunch of stuff left over from my CV days and stuff. I have a couple power supplies here. I have an Astron 20 amp, and I have a Pyramid 5 amp, so plus a couple of them that I built myself. So I got no problem with power supplies, you know, that's why. But for the reason you just said, you know, don't have to deal with these batteries all the time there. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Oh, you're halfway there, that you got all them. I got a little Pyramid power supply that it ran a couple CVs on. I got an old Cobra 29. I got a little bitty Cobra AM/FM 11 meter CV, and I just monitor it a little bit sometimes. I got a little tram antenna on the roof playing, but it works. It'll pick up 10, 11, 12 meters of, and it does okay, but there isn't that much traffic out there anymore, unless you get down there and, you know, fix the Super Bowl, they call it, and all that, and hear all that crap. But, yeah, I got one. That's what I got.
Yeah, roger. That 29 Cobra, is that the 40 GTL or whatever, the 29 GTL, or is it the 2923 channel?
No, it's the newer one. It's the newer one. You can change the color of the screen and all that stuff. Oh, I got to go into it, but it keeps giving me an antenna warning on it. And I've seen a video where you can tune, there's a screw inside of it, you can tune it and get rid of that. So I think that's what it needs. Over.
Yeah, I heard about that. There's a few problems people have with them. But yeah, that's one of them there. Is it all stock, or has it been peaked and not peaked? I don't like peaked. Has it been clipped or anything?
Oh, no, it's stock right out of the box, over.
I still had an antenna up while I was still in the CV. I'd like to get a hold of one of those to see. They're nice looking radios. Yeah, I know you can change the colors and do all kinds of crazy stuff with them. Look like it'd be a fun radio to mess with there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. But I have more luck with the little one. It's just a little bitty portable one. I forget the model of it. Got FM in it too, and I had that in my vehicle, and I took it out, brought it in here, and put it online. I just listen to it sometimes, but not too often.